Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 17th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees for today. Man, I'll tell you, it is colder than a well digger's ass out there. I mean, it's a north wind blowing. It's just nasty winters here. I mean, there's frost still on the ground even after the sun came up. Winter. Hate it. Anyway, let's see what we have on the itinerary today. Bunkerville standoff. Prosecution hid information on cameras and snipers. Judge Navarro bans verbal objections in trial. And it just gets better, people. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Bunkerville standoff. Prosecution hid information on cameras and snipers. Judge Navarro bans verbal objections in trial. I mean, people, this is from Next Trush, is what I see. Next Trush, free, whatever. Laura must have grabbed this one. At any rate, based on the government's motion this morning, the court's subsequent ruling and the content of the government's opening statements discussed in detail below, it is apparent that the legal grounds for mistrial exist and the remedy is essential to protect Mr. Ammon Bundy and the other co-defendants and their due process and their other legal rights. Oh, really? In the Admiralty? You really think so? A second motion to dismiss charges filed by Ammon Bundy's attorney November 14, 2017. At last week's evidential hearing, acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer, who is the lead prosecutor in the Bunkerville standoff case, insisted there was little information to provide on any surveillance cameras or armed law enforcement around Bundy Ranch in the days leading up to the April 12, 2014 standoff. But after hearing the arguments, U.S. District Court Judge Gloria M. Navarro did order the prosecution to provide detailed information to the defense by noon on Saturday. The defense lawyers for Ammon Bundy filed a second dismissal motion on Tuesday after declining to make an opening statement and after the Monday evidence hearing that went into a closed session with the public ushered out. I mean, something you can't, I mean, when they go to do their dirty deeds, you get no witnesses. In the motion, attorneys Morgan Philpott and Dan Hill lay out the new previously unknown information revealed to them, including a log file kept with 4 days of video surveillance conducted by the FBI April 5th to 8th, 2014. They reveal that the FBI had established a forward operating base a short distance from the Bundy home, and the FBI SWAT operated from there and other locations around the Bundy home. This came at a time Cliven Bundy put out word about being surrounded, and a video was posted of the beating and arrest of Dave Bundy by federal law enforcement. This led supporters to arrive by the hundreds at Bundy Ranch. Here is more from the second dismissal motion. And this is quoting from the motion. But what the government did address in its opening, this is one of their, and I, these people, I mean, man, I'm impoverished, and I promise you I can write law better than any of these sons of bitches that are making these millions of bucks. Didn't address in it opening, it should be in its opening, was, but what the government didn't address in its opening, it should be its instead of it, was the pre-arrest buildup of law enforcement. Specifically, the government argued that after the arrest of Dave Bundy, the message changed and the social media message escalated to, they have got my boys and they have snipers pointed at us. But at the court, as the court knows, the sniper message has some factual context just disclosed to the defense. Namely, that fully armed BLM officers with AR-15 assault rifles and FBI SWAT with snipers had set up a forward operating base less than 2 miles from the Bundy Ranch home several days before the Dave Bundy arrest. Thus, the new information provided and the review the government admitted it needs to do concerns the defense's ability to use the newly disclosed factual basis to address in opening the evidence previewed by the government. Further, the government stated that the social media message put out by the Bundys, the Bundy, I said, I don't get it, that now they have our house surrounded came after the Dave Bundy arrest, and that it was false, but the prosecution didn't disclose until the last few days that it came while an army of 20 plus FBI agents had pre-planned and begun to establish the forward operations base, Malcolm, a short distance from the Bundy Ranch home, beginning April 5th, before the Dave Bundy arrest. This is significant because all of the actions of the defendants, according to the superseding indictment, were undertaken and performed with the intent and purpose of threatening, intimidating, and extorting federal officers. Anyways, this is called exculpatory evidence, even in the admiralty. And it's the presenting of all the evidence. If you have evidence that will clear, this isn't in the common law. This is from the federal rules of criminal procedure. This is the admiralty. This is the administrative admiralty jurisdiction. But even that says that the exculpatory evidence has to be disclosed to the defense, which, and if it doesn't, I mean, there's going to be sanctions here. There's going to be a penalty that the prosecution pays for withholding exculpatory evidence as required even by then you're just property. I mean, this is hell to argue or hell to talk about. But the bottom line here is I think they got some convictions on some charges in Navarro's court previous with this same prosecutor, this same judge. And, the first trial where, they had the acquittals, but they did have a couple of people that were convicted maybe in that one. I can't remember. I think it was that first trial. At any rate, those convictions are, of course, overturned, right? Because they withheld the exculpatory evidence. And it was the key center of the argument. But no, I promise you this will go on forward. But, wow, people. But this is how you know they're going to, this is working within the admiralty, and this is how those million-dollar lawyers are going to get them through this. And at the other side, there'll be, you know, there'll still be the same old status quo. And if you went up and asked one of them, oh, this is best government on earth. It just needs to be straightened up. We just need to fix it. That's all. Second motion to dismiss from Ammon Bundy's attorney, November 14, 2017. Bureau of Land Management official Mary Jo Rugwell was set to be on the stand as the trial continued on Thursday afternoon in Las Vegas. But Judge Navarro made some news during the half-day court session by deciding that no verbal objections will be allowed during the trial. They will be handed at sidebar with the private conversations between her and the attorneys where the jury don't get to hear. It. Just we got to get that jury. We got to make it minimal what that jury hears. That minimal gets to hear the, you know, they've even said that you couldn't put on a defense in one of these trials. My God, people, blatant in your face, but more and more, you know, it's looking like Mark might be right. And people with what's going on, you know, with the all the revealing on the mainstream propaganda machine about what sleazy, low-down, rotten, lying, treasonous bastards this occupation consists of, it could very well be that, I mean, unless they have plants on the jury, which they probably do, just one or two, so they can keep prolonging it. You know, that Senator Menendez, you know, the guy who just, it's just him friend doing him favors and, you know, jets for him to fly around into in prostitutes and what might have you, and a big contract for him. But it was just friends. And it was a hung trial, I think it was yesterday, a hung jury. And you think that they're going to refile those charges against Menendez? Because I don't. But I'll tell you what right now, even if they make it through this thing and they come out with just, you know, one or two jurors just couldn't acquit, man, just, you know, the plants. This will continue and continue as long as they can continue it. And then finally, in the end, if they can't get no convictions, man, it'd be like Hatari. They'll finally have to let them loose. And I tell you, I don't see it happening. I don't see how they could withstand the blow, but we'll see. Judge Navarro will allow Ryan Bundy to visit Bunkerville with other defense lawyers this weekend. Ryan Bundy is released on house arrest and is moving from a halfway house to a cousin's house home in Las Vegas. And I said he's only one in the whole bunch that I even have a little bit of respect for, because I think he's learned a lot when he was sitting in the clink and he's holding to his guns. Not to mention he's packing a bullet around in his shoulder. That shows that there wasn't just one guy shooting at Lavoy Finnegan, that they opened up on, tried to kill everybody in that suburban out there on out there by Burns. California Rampage puts spotlight on homemade ghost guns. Uh-oh, people. This is from Yahoo News. The gunman who killed, and right now you got the NRA. I seen one of their representatives up on the Fox Stupid Box this morning. And talking, and they're getting behind some of this gun control stuff, because this shit has to stop, people. And the good old NRA, I mean, this woman was bragging about how they set up the shit for the background checks and stuff. The NRA is packed full of goddamn traitors who need a rope put around their treasonous necks. And all you people who fell for their goddamn bullshit and sent them money, you deserve to go with them. The gunman who killed his wife and four others in a rampage in Northern California this week found an easy way around a court order prohibiting him from having guns. He built his own at home. Kevin Neal, 44, was armed with what authorities believe were two high-powered rifles that he made himself when he opened a fire Tuesday at homes, cars, and an elementary school around his tiny hometown of Rancho Thiama. Reserve, a deputy finally shot and killed him. It is the latest case of homemade semi-automatic weapons being used in a crime, and it comes as federal authorities try to draw attention to the dangers posed by these ghost guns, which contain no registration numbers. Oh, my God. Well, I thought we weren't going to register guns in this goddamn country. So what do they need registration numbers for? That can be used to trace them. Yeah, right back to the house when they're going to go confiscate them. In Baltimore, a man used a homemade AR-15 style rifle. They act like they're homemade, you know, like they built the barrel, built it. They're building a goddamn receiver. 15 style rifle to shoot at four police officers in July 2016. They returned fire, killing him. It is legal to build a gun in a home or a workshop, and advances in 3D printing and milling have made it easier to do so. Kits can be purchased legally for $450 to $1,000 from hundreds of websites without the kind of background checks required for a traditional gun. We got to get them all, people. This is what people have, gone to, is just, building their own guns. You think you're going to make lists of our guns. Well, no, you're not. Well, yes, we are. And I bet you the NRA jumps on this, the bandwagon with this, too. We'll see what their remedy is here in a bit. Okay, the more restrictive the laws become. Go ahead.
Yeah, Henry, someone takes your damn gun and kills somebody with it. Now that registration number, this is what angers the hell out of me. Now it's your fault because it's your goddamn registration number.
Well, see, this is exactly what they did in Australia. See, they want to make everybody responsible for everybody else. And those guns, I tell you guys, I've caught my guns a couple of times trying to sneak out of the house at night and go out and hurt somebody. And I had to round them up. But yeah, this is why, this is it, Mark. I mean, this is how, like here in Oregon, where they passed this law saying that, essentially, I can't, if you're my friend and you come by my house, you want to borrow one of my guns to go hunt, and I can't lend it to you. Only way I can even hand you a gun to take down to the range, I mean, even if we were standing at the range, technically, by their bullshit policy, I would have to get a background check to reach you a gun to shoot it, and you'd have to get a background check on me to reach it back to me. They're coming for it, and this is all right, people. This is what we want. It's time. It's way past time. It's time to shoot these dirty dogs down. It just is. As for the ghost guns, I mean, hey, man, there's a lot of them out there, and I'm glad they're out there. But I want to go on into this a little bit more. The more restrictive the laws, become to purchase firearms, we're going to see those criminal elements build their own. So if you're building your own gun, you're doing it because you're a criminal, don't you know? This is what they're trying to put into people's heads. That's the criminals, and this is for criminals. So we can get the NRA behind it and everything. NRA's come out behind the bump stock ban. I mean, these dirty son of a bitches. I guess they can't read the second article that they claim that they are the defenders of, can they? It was the 1968. It was the good old NRA that helped them write that legislation, too, the dirty treasonous bastards. And in 1995, it was the NRA that helped them write the assault weapons ban. These dirty son of a bitches. Lapierre and company, man, you guys need to send them more money so we can get this goddamn gun confiscation underway, so we can get this goddamn war over with, so we can hang you for the treason you have committed against the rest of us. So right here, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what kills me, though? They never bring up even in the CNN, Fox, all the rest of those stupid news outlets. They never bring in the main reason for the Second Amendment. And they always try to bring up talking about criminals. No, it's defense against a tyrannical government. Yep. And they never bring that up. You never hear them say that.
They will not. They're sitting there talking about the democracy. They know this is a goddamn republic. They're all communist. And, when you look at these news agencies, what people fail to realize when they're looking at that stupid box is those people, they're the children of the elite. They are the elite. Be like Stuart Varney up there, that dirty foreign son of a bitch up there pushing this tax plan, this new tax giveaway to the filthy rich that's going to enrich him. And he sit there smiling and acting like he's just a fellow like you and me. None of them son of a bitches. They are not on that TV if they are not among the elitist crowd that want this shit. They want to keep the rest of us under their control. So, no, you're not going to hear them mention the truth of the reason the second article was put in. It doesn't matter. None of this shit matters. They're having all this goddamn stuff about Al Franken and he kissed some woman and now you got another woman coming out. All this bullshit. This smoke and mirrors that they're throwing in your face. It's just to distract people away and not make them really think about what they're doing right now. It was the one thing that Obama got done and his communists was their goddamn socialized health care. And it's never going away, no matter what people think. And the one thing and the big thing that these son of a, I mean, they came out and told you and me, we're going to get rid of these migrants and make your life good again. Because, that's all it would have really, the one promise the son of a bitch would have had to keep. If he would have kept that promise, your life would have got better, but he never had any intent because for your life, for the money to shift back to us, it has to shift away from the people who have those mountains. And not that they wouldn't get to keep the mountains. They just cannot stand the thought of them not having it all. That's, and us dead. You look, read the Georgia Guidestones. They want us dead, and they want all the goddamn property, all the wealth of the world belongs to them. A handful of us to be their slaves that they can, you know, whatever twisted, sick shit they want to do to get off, they can do it to, you know, a little kid or something. It'd be just perfect for them. I seen that Orrin Hatch. That's another one. You know, we talked about Blumenthal. You know, the guy's getting up there. You're another one, Hatch. Don't get up there and act like you're goddamn tough, you punk bitch. I know 14-year-old kids that slap you flat of your fucking punk ass and kick you around what was left of you. I just love it. You know, he gets up there, got in some argument. It was over the tax thing, but they made a big deal of it on Fox News, and he's pounding his little hammer, that old freak. You are a freak of nature, you punk. And he said, well, I started out in the lower middle class like that. And yeah, and you became a goddamn good Mason, didn't you? You became a 33rd degree Mason. You did it through stealing. You did it through backdoor deals. You did it through freaky sex acts so you could get up there to a point where you could act like you got some balls when you don't. So stop it. Just stop it, Orrin Hatch. You are a pussy. You are a woman. You have no spine. You're nothing. So quit acting like you're tough, because you're not. That pisses me off more than anything. Back to the article. In Neil's case, he had been ordered to give up all of his guns earlier this year under a restraining order issued against him after he was charged with assaulting two women who lived nearby. He signed a document in February saying he surrendered a 9mm handgun to a gun store, which also attested to that. When Neil was arrested, police seized an AR-15 Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle. While making a ghost gun is legal, selling one is not. Federal officials are sounding the alarm about an increasing black market for homemade military-style semi-automatic rifles. And here comes you. I mean, you watch. I see it right now. I see that this was their plan. I was sitting there. I know Trump's going to be. I know he's just another goddamn communist. And there ain't nothing more the communists want than our guns. And I was wondering how they were going to go about it. So they pull him over to China, where he can put on his Chinese communist smock and go suck ass with the goddamn Chinese. Meanwhile, they run a couple of operations over here. He comes back and, well, he's going to sign these bills, but hey, he's going to look over at you. He's going to look right now. Well, the NRA supports this. It's good for the country, and it's just for the bad dudes. We're going to take the guns away from the bad dudes, you piece of shit. Watch what I tell you. He's going to jump in behind us. The NRA already has. And they're going to jump in behind us to stop us from making these guns. Because, you know, on one hand, the NRA, it is butt-sucked right up into the gun industry. Who doesn't really like the fact that people out here build their own guns instead of having to buy them from them and register them with the goddamn government? At the top, when you get up to the top, when you're talking billionaires, they all shit through the same hole and never make the mistake of thinking they don't. While making a ghost gun is legal, selling one is not, huh? Mills, where such weapons are built, are popping up across the country, and especially in California, which has strict gun laws. By 2019, people who own or create homemade firearms in California will have to apply for a serial number from the state. No, I don't. I can read the second article. Shove it up your ass, state. And if you people are building them for the right reasons, by the time you discover it ain't got a serial number on it, well, you won't, because you'll be dead. I was talking, the fellow that called in from Pennsylvania the other day, and talking about, you know, one guy alone in the city. You know what it'll become when because, you know, this reason you're seeing this, because Americans aren't going to be told what to do. We're just not. And once they push the envelope far enough, it's going to be every house they walk up to is going to be a potential bomb. Okay. So, I mean, when you do decide to get your ass in gear and really pump up your nuts and try to do a little bit of this confiscating, I'm going to be interested to watch how that turns out for you. Because once you get people, I mean, you'll push it. They're going to push people to a decision. Am I going to let them take that goddamn, am I? I mean, I've heard people all my life, man. They'll never take my gun. But then I understand reality, and I understand what it takes to, there's a lot of people who step up and talk so goddamn boldly, just like old Orrin Hatch. I got to bet he's never even been in a slap fight like a girl. He's never even pushed nobody. He's had somebody to be his balls all of his life. Got to wonder who takes care of his old lady for him. But, the people, you know, a lot of the people who have spoken up that are always the first to come up and speak the loudest are, I got a $1,000 goddamn AR-15. I got all the equipment. I ain't taking my gun. Well, you know what? We're going to find out who's got the moxie when the time comes, aren't we? Because that choice will be cut and fucking dry. Either you're going to let him take it or you're going to fight him to the death, and their death preferably. But there's going to be no middle. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to like it. I mean, all these tough guy talking guys, I'm going to like watching them hand over those goddamn guns. Because, I mean, it ain't going to be that many. That's what's going to, you know, switch the spotlight from the, you know, we trained and we did all this shit. Man, we're the guys, you know. Well, we'll see who's got the balls in the end. And then it's going to turn around and they're going to be looking at other people and they're going to be going, wow, man, you know. It was just the regular fellas out here that had the balls to stand up against these bastards. It wasn't the tough tuck. Usually the people who can afford a $1,000 gun and, you know, and all the equipment and all that shit and all the, you know, the rigs and shit. You see, they got that because they have compromised all their goddamn life. I will tell you right now from personal experience what it is to not compromise. You will not have the money to buy $1,000 guns. You will barely keep a roof over your head. You will barely survive if you refuse to compromise at all. So these people who have already compromised is the reason they got those $1,000 guns or $2,000 guns and all the goddamn equipment. Well, they're going to have a choice now. You're going to hand it over there to that goddamn cop? Well, they passed a law. I'm sorry. I can't go against the law. I can hear it now. I really can't. I just really had this for target shooting. I can hear it now. It's going to be laughable, and it's going to be a lot of cowards who have been sticking their chest out and acting like they're bold and tough are going to be have to right there in front of everybody. You're going to have to show the yellow spineless son of a bitches you are, and I'm going to be there laughing.
Well, Henry, what are they my home? I mean, you know, you order a AR lower, or, you know, upper, and all that crap from. Some gun store. Okay, is that what you're talking about, or are these guys making actual?
No,
this is a gun.
No, 80% receivers. That's what you're building. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, I mean that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Cable, 'cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people. cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. The war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Forehead and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time. That was I can't even say that. I was supposed to get that right. I'm not going to say it again until I can say it right. Don't come for my gun. And, you know, we were just ending up with that article on the ghost guns. And like I said, you know, coming up on time to fish or cut bait, huh? We're going to find out. We're going to find out who the men are and well, who aren't men. And it's going to be very interesting. But I got to believe, and I do believe, we've got plenty of men in this country to take care of this shit. And we're going to find out at the end of the game that, you know, all those who were standing up front and, you know, boasting and talking, you know, how they were going to take their $1,000 guns. You know, these guys, the people who go and can afford the goodies, like I said, they've compromised. That's how come they got the goddamn wealth. You can just about gauge what somebody has by how much they've compromised, because that's what it takes in this country. And if you compromise nothing, well, you get to live like we might not have the best goddamn gun, but I bet you that son of a bitch goes off. We'll see. John Corin, Chris Murphy, Dianne Feinstein announced gun control bill. And this is the one that the NRA is backing, people. The National Rifle Association protecting your Second Amendment right. No, it's your second article right, and you're goddamn protected or you won't have it. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Thursday, Senators John Corin, Republican, Texas, Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut. Boy, man, you know, Connecticut with all the draconian drugs, you know, they're going to take all the high-capacity magazines and no more and the assault rifles and stuff. And, man, they couldn't get her done, could they? But right now, I mean, they're having to do this, people. This thing's falling apart on them. I seen three polls, and one of them was from Fox News. You know, the Republican side of it said everybody's getting ready to go elect the communists next time because, well, you got to vote. And they said, you know, it'd be so nice if they had a third party out there. The people would really want a third option, but there just ain't any. Yeah, there is. It's called take that goddamn voter's registration card and burn it. Unregister to vote. Quit giving your acquiescence to this bullshit. And I mean, it's that simple. We could have done it back in 2016, people. All it would have took is just everybody just go unregistered to vote. You cannot have a government without the acquisition of the people. And if the people don't go out and acquiesce, well, then I guess that I'm telling you, this would have been probably the least deaths required to take care of something in this country. But it's not going to happen because, well, man, you got the. I guarantee you, a lot of those guys out there boasting how they come for my gun, my $1,000, my $2,000 AR. What are you going to do? Oh, that's right, you're going to acquiesce. Maybe you'll call the NRA. Hey, that's it. You know, I seen the NRA was offering insurance. You know, give that gun insurance that they're supposed to be against all these goddamn infringements on our second article. They're selling gun insurance, man, so you can be insured and you have a lawyer on call and everything. You know, they've always been they always step up to take care of the other. We've talked about it before, you know, take the other guy's rights away because I get to keep mine. I'll get to keep mine. I mean, I'm one of the elite. I mean, these son of a bitches like LaPierre, but probably booger little boys and dogs and what might have you and freaks and you know, all this shit that, you know, it would be for them to keep them because it ain't that the communists hate guns. They just don't want them in the hands of the people that kill communists. It's actually quite logical when you think of it from a standpoint of war. Feinstein announced a new gun control bill which centers on background checks for gun purchases, and the NRA, the National Rifle Association, protecting my right to have this $2,000 AR-15 with the $2,000 scope on it. Hey, well, they're backing it, buddy. The bill was also signed by Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, Sean Shahin, Democrat, I don't know what NH is. I don't seem right. Orrin Hatch, you know, the little punk that thinks he's a tough guy. Republican Utah. And Dean Heller, Republican Nevada. You see, they're coming together because this thing is falling apart on them, people. I mean, and what are the people going to do? You come up and you've just, now they have put the ultimate showman out there in front of you, and he's turned out to be exactly what anybody with a lick of sense said he was going to be. What about next time around? All these people that went out and voted for Trump, and now you've had to eat dog shit with a rusty spoon because we've been feeding it to you because you deserve to have to eat it. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do? Who are they going to put out there? Because you got to vote. You're right. Fox News congressional reporter Chad Pergrum tweeted that the bill is designed to, quote, strengthen the background check system in the wake of the Texas church attack. And Trump's going to be behind it because, man, that was church. That was good old boys. And so was that thing in Las Vegas. That was a country and western concert. That was the good old boys. This is to get the other side in there. So we got to do something. Got all these crazy people running around out there making ghost guns and killing folks. When actually in Nevada, the hit teams, we'll never hear that answer. They'll keep using it like Sandy Hoax. Every time they talk about the Las Vegas shooting, you know, where that one guy shot out of the hotel, you know, where they have the witnesses that there was like four or five goddamn shooters out on the streets just mowing people down in different casinos and what might have you. We don't talk about that part because that don't get to the point of this gun confiscation, because that's really what it is. We talked about the fact that up there in Washington, they're going to, you know, they put those laws on the books that, and if you were ever, you know, had restraining orders against you or something like that because some bitch wanted to take your guns away from you without due process of the law, well, now they're going to come get them. Well, all you people, more than that, the guys that have them guns up there aren't the pussies. Because the pussies don't, they're the ones that probably get in a little bit of trouble every now and again. It's going to happen. So maybe it'll get interesting up in Washington here pretty quick. Fox News congressional reporter Chad Pergrum tweeted that the bill is designed to strengthen the background check system in the wake of the Texas church attack. The Texas church attacker passed a background check for his gun, although he had a conviction that should have prevented gun possession. No, it shouldn't have. And this is where the NRA is going to jump in there and say it should have been stopped. Then that's what this bitch was saying this morning. These laws aren't being enforced. That's the problem. And we, NRA, have always pushed for these illegal infringements to be enforced. As we're taking the people's goddamn money, telling them, we're defending your second article. Bullshit. Either you can't read or you're a lying, fraudulent bastard, NRA. Which is it? Because I can read. I can even read Tench Koch's statements on the second article when it was being attached to the Bill of Rights. Way back when it originally was put in there. You can't read that either. You see, the NRA, they support the the 1968 Gun Control Act. They support the 1934 Gun Control Act. Infringements without authority, forbidden by the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights. They don't, hey, you know what? The NRA says, fuck your Ninth Article, people. We're going to do it this way with your money, you fools. Every one of you that's a part of that, man, I laugh at you. You're going to be those ones that will... And you're gonna, you know, when you come to take your gun, you go, well, I'm sorry, officer, here, take my gun. Shit. They won't even have to come to your house. Hell, you'll go down to the local turn-in spot and turn them in, or they'll have a big buyback, and you, well, I needed the money, huh? Whatever the excuse you need. We're getting, like I said, it's getting ready to, we're getting ready to play this game. Now, they can't win this game. Like I said, all we gotta do is just every goddamn one of us, they come at, just give them everything you got. Because you're not coming out the other side. That's the point that's got to be made here. It's like the guy we were talking to there in Pennsylvania. I mean, everybody's looking for some plan where you're going to, you know, go up and there's going to be a force or some army you're going to join so that you can defy these gun confiscations. That's not how it's going to be. It's going to be house to house. I mean, good for you if you got neighbors around that'll, you know, put them in a crossfire. But if you don't, I mean, you still, your choice is the same, isn't it? Either you're going to give up that gun or you're not. And if you give it up, then you're giving up every bit of freedom. You're surrendering your Bill of Rights when you hand that gun over. Make no mistake about it. And there's going to be some that do it. And what we got to have is just enough that don't. It don't have to be every house that they come to blows up in their face. People come tearing out, shooting, and just fucking go for it. How about every third house? Would you like to pick which one's going to be the one that they let you have it at? It's going to take savagery. We're dealing with savages. We're dealing with people who look at our Bill of Rights and read that second article, know goddamn good and well what it says. It's just like, you know, the article we're doing on the Bundys there. You think that even in the, you know, the administrative, civil, you know, criminal rules of procedure, you think that that judge did not know that exculpatory, I mean, it should be a mistrial for everything that's happened in her court. She should dismiss herself. I mean, this is under the pretense of the rules they have, but there are no real rules for them. And so it's like everything else. This is what the law is, and then this is what we're doing. Navarro should step down right now, because she's presided over one trial already where exculpatory evidence was, you know, it was kept from the defense. And this is in their own, I mean, I've read the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. It is the admiralty, totalitarian, draconian treachery, period. It has no authorization. It has no foundation. It has no force within the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Nowhere in it can this exist. This is pure goddamn tyranny I'm talking. And now even in their tyranny, I mean, like I said, you know, if you read the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, you'd see that, you know, if there was something, I mean, that not an acquittal, but a mistrial would be automatic. And there would be some heavy sanctions. I mean, but you know, what are you doing? You're talking about the government, a piece of paper. You can't sanction, you can't punish a piece of paper. That's why they do this. I mean, there's no consequence to what they're doing to these people, so why not? Anyways, where were we on this?
I don't understand. Can't they frag the judge, Henry? I mean, crying out loud, this bitch is a freaking crook. I mean, you know. She's molding everything to her liking.
Well, supposedly, even in the, you know, the criminal rules of procedure, the federal rules of criminal procedure, I mean, of course, you could dismiss a judge. All you got to do, I mean, the main thing is, you know, it's supposed to be when they set it up in the whole lie, when they were taking the common law out and replacing it with this goddamn admiralty bullshit. Was that it would save money, you know, if a guy files a peremptory challenge, which I got to believe everyone in this case has done against that judge. If they haven't, then their lawyers are effing them. Maybe Ryan Bundy's done it. But then what if it goes to appeal? And then the first thing the appellate court's going to look at is, man, they said that the judge was biased. And then you lay out a whole bunch of these decisions like this one. There's not going to be any oral objections in this court. What? I mean, even this is going to strike people. This is why, like I was telling Mark the other day, it ain't so much that I've gotten out there and people are understanding the Bill of Rights, though a lot are, make no mistake about it. It's just that they see this goddamn, I mean, what this they're doing right now with, you know, this goddamn, this guy, what the hell's his name? Moore, Judge Moore. You know, with the 40-year-old sexual things. Of course, they've all done this shit. They've all done it. They have something on each and every one of them. That's how they set it up. Or they wouldn't let them get up that high in the power structure, period. And so now they're just letting each other have it, you know, from this side. Well, now, Al Franken, since this morning, there's another one coming up and saying that he is, you know, groped or molested her. And then Sylvester Stallone. And they think that they're trying to, you know, destigmatize us to this goddamn sexual perversions that this country, that the high people in power, they just are. They're a bunch of goddamn perverts and goddamn pedophiles. But it's not going to stigmatize. What it's doing is just letting people go. People are looking. They're going, man, whatever the government does now. I mean, if I'm, you know, just a juror that don't know nothing, has never listened to the to this broadcast or any Patriot broadcast or nothing but even, the CNN and Fox News. You're still sitting there going, they're in the government. They're lying sons of bitches. Whatever they're telling me, I know it's a lie. Because they do nothing but lie. When their lips move, they lie. And I think that's why you've seen the acquittal in Burns. I think that's why you've seen the acquittals you've seen in Nevada and the mistrials. And the only reason that this has gone on as long as it has is because of the plants that they have put in those jury rooms. One or two people is all it takes. And you don't get an acquittal, you get a hung jury. And, hey, it's just the people's money. Let's try it again. Like I said, we'll see if Menendez gets retried, because he had like 15 felonies, didn't he? We'll see if they go back and try him on any of those felonies, because I'm here to tell you they're not going to do it. The Air Force investigation into where and how the breakdown on the information reporting occurred is still underway. In the meantime, Senators Cryan, Corin is the name, Murphy, Feinstein, Blumenthal, Shahan, Hatch, and Heller are pushing for a new law. Murphy is ecstatic. He tweeted that the legislation is the most significant gun law promoted. Let's see which one he is. Murphy, let's see which one he is. See what, Murphy, he's a Democrat from, I bet he is excited. He's a communist. Man, nothing excites a communist like thinking they're going to get people in arms so they can slaughter them. Anyway, Murphy's is ecstatic. He tweeted that the legislation is the most significant gun law promoted since Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, pushed universal background checks as a response to the Sandy Hook elementary school attack, which everybody, I mean, proven. That was a goddamn production. Nothing happened there. But here they are, and you watch Vegas will be used like they'll never have to answer the question. Well, they will eventually when we get them up, down. We get them strapped down to a board and a rag in their mouth and a couple of gallons of water. We'll make them talk. Then they're going to talk about, you know, what really happened in Las Vegas. It's just they're just putting this shit out here. Like I told you guys yesterday, a third of the population, they're just pretending like 100 million people in this country do not exist. And that's the 100 million people that are getting ready to blow their asses out of here. This will go down as, I mean, in history is, I mean, it's hard to tell which way they'll go. I got to believe they'll try and usher us straight into a war when they see that. I mean, I think if they tried gun confiscation today up in Washington and they got the shit shot out of them and then people started coming out and start shooting shit up, you know, and saying, no, we're going to go on the offense. And say, oh, we'd have a war tomorrow. North Korea would blow up the Jews would blow up one of the suitcase nukes they have in this country. They'd blame it on North Korea, and boy, we'd be at war. And they'd make it as conventional as they could. And then they could bring some more people in on it. Iran and Afghanistan. We could just make this a world war because we got to get rid of some son of a bitches. And I think that's what they've done all along. Every time a population of intelligent people builds up to the point to where they're reading the Bill of Rights and understanding what's been taken from them, we'll just have a world war and see how many of them we can kill off. See how many we can take out and just get their heads blown clear off. You got to wonder how things would have went. We had no business in World War I. We had no business in World War II. We've had no business in Vietnam, Korea, none of this shit. All of those people that were killed, man, you got to wonder how they might have affected things. Because a lot of them were, you know, some pretty rough customers. They were the people that, I mean, they made history with their courage and how they fought, especially like over in the South Pacific. How would it be if those people had, you know, got to raise their children and raised them the same way that they were? Would they be even trying this shit? Well, then you could go back clear to the beginning of this country where it was, this country was supposed to be built up on the idea of the 360-acre farm, self-sufficient, absolutely, so you didn't need the government. The government, that was another promise in the you know, the Federalists when they were trying to sell on the Constitution. Well, you never need us. You got 360-acre farm, you're self-sufficient. We ain't real. And then they started offering you goodies. And when they started offering one little group goodies, then another little group over here had to pay for it. Then you started pitting people against each other in groups, you know, little communist collectives, until you're up to today when you have the Black Caucus, you have the Hispanic Caucus, and all these special interests. And when, you know, man, either you're an American or you ain't. And if you're American, you're entitled to the Bill of Rights. There ain't no better form of government ever existed anywhere on this planet. It is absolutely freedom for the individual. No government. That's one of the big milestones they made is convincing us that this government was here to govern us. It wasn't. It was to govern a few affairs that we couldn't govern as free people. You know, like dealing with international affairs with other countries, guarding our borders and such. It wasn't never meant to govern us. When, as I've talked about it before, when Obama up there, this is part of our self-governance. No, you son of a bitch. You signed that War Powers Act. You know it's a dictatorship. And not to mention, you know the difference. You know the difference between, because he was a constitutional scholar, don't you know? He taught it. You think that he didn't know the truth about it? The fact that the people were never supposed to be, the government was never supposed to interact with the people in their private affairs. The only time you ever got any close to the government is if you went and joined the goddamn government or you went and joined the military, because that's all they had authority over. A citadel called Washington, D.C., 10 square miles. It'll never get out of there. You can trust us, people. Just trust us. Just trust us. And, well, not so much trust, but then you get the goddamn special interest, the dirty church cabal. I mean, they were the first special interest. The Masonic dirty church cabal. Because when the big parcels of land went out, it was given to them. And then they got to cut it up and sell it because it was good for the economy and it was building the country, don't you know? Well, who chose those chosen few who just got it handed to them? Fortunes. It was theirs. It's their right. They can connect themselves right back to the royalty right out of England. They are the aristocracy. It should belong to them, don't you reckon? At any rate, man, like I said, it's coming, man. It's coming. Oh, let's see, lawsuit claims. Oh, yeah, this is just more about asset forfeiture lawsuit. Kane Sargent called asset forfeiture tax liberating gold mine. Just another. This is just blatant gangster theft across this country from sea to shining sea. And until the people wake up to it, it's just going to get worse. And hopefully, hopefully, you goddamn cowardly ass communists, you can talk about it. At some point in the ballgame, you need to really go out there and start taking those guns, because I'm telling you right now, the people out here intend to use them on you. It's going to be fun. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, like I've said many times, get your head right. Are you going to let them take it? Because if you really mean it, that you're not, you're talking kill or be killed, period. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother, Spike Timmons, coming right up behind us here.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Cookies!